It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The NBA season is around the corner, and one Indiana Pacers star is already doing great things. There was this guy named Justin Whitaker in line yesterday at the drive-thru at the Chick-fil-A on West 86th Street near Michigan Road here in Indy when he noticed someone holding the door for a woman using a walker. That guy was NBA All-Star and Indiana University alum Victor Oladipo. On Instagram, Justin wrote, "Little things go a long way. So proud that Victor Oladipo represents the Indiana Pacers in Indiana basketball." Such a sweet picture.
Okay, you scared me. I'm like, what happened? Who got caught doing something?
I know. No, it was, they were caught doing something great. So
okay, something good.
Victor is our man. Neil Patrick Harris was on The View and told everyone that when he filmed a movie with Whoopi Goldberg when he was 15 years old, she said something real weird to him.
You know, I did my first movie ever with Whoopi Goldberg, a movie called Clara's Heart.
Oh,
I was, 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. She told me on my last day of shooting that in 10 years' time, she was going to have sex with me.
I might have.
He had many questions as a kid. And so I said, listen, wait 10 years, and I'll take you through it.
Yeah. I was not offended. Now. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, maybe she can be the one to, you know, give it a try.
My mind is blown by that comment.
Having a little whoopee with Whoopi?
Yeah, exactly. And how nobody was offended or upset or irate about it. I just was blown away.
I think it's in the context, though.
President Trump signed the Music Modernization Act yesterday, which is really interesting. It closes loopholes in our digital royalty laws to ensure that songwriters and music artists and producers receive fair payment for licensing of music. Kid Rock was there, as well as Beach Boys singer Mike Love, who publicly thanked President Trump for trying to help Whitney Houston get sober when she was alive, which I thought was a really cool story that we haven't ever heard.
I remember you tried your best to help get Whitney Houston in some kind of shape, and it was, yeah. I remember being at Mar-a-Lago with this guy right here. He had Ron Perlman come down. He tried your best to help Whitney, and she's not the only one you've benefited and tried. And people can say what they want, but you've always been a big supporter of some of the best music that America's ever made.